This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. If you've ever been faced with the daunting task of choosing a wine from a long list at a fine restaurant, you may have enlisted the help of a wine sommelier. The sommelier is an expert who's charged with creating the wine list, procuring the selections, and guiding patrons on which wines will pair best with their meals. But what happens when you're not sure what kind of water to order? Our next guest can help you with that decision. Martin Risa is America's only water sommelier. He's also the general manager at Ray's and Stark Bar at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, which boasts a 44-page water menu. And Martin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello, thank you for being on the show.
A 44-page water menu, it seems kind of overwhelming. How are the different waters arranged? Is it like wine, where certain waters are paired with chicken and others are paired with steak?
So my water list starts kind of with the countries. So it's alphabetically in order by countries, because every single country has beautiful springs. And the really funny thing is, and a lot of people still don't believe that actually, and this is my part right now here in America, that water is not just water. Water actually has taste. It all depends on the mineral level where the water is coming from. And every single country and every single grounds have different mineral levels, and therefore you can actually taste the terroir of the water.
So, I mean, I can understand that in the sense that I have had, I have had tap water that I thought tasted funny. But I guess the degree of difference here, maybe in terms of taste of water, is not the same as taste of, say, wines from lowest quality to highest.
No, correct. You're absolutely right. What I'm saying, like, by wine, it's kind of similar, but you should think it's all about like one grape and the water, the grape calls water. So, for example, it's not about like a Pinot Noir tastes differently than a Cabernet Sauvignon or like a Riesling to a Sauvignon Blanc. By water, it's more like, imagine you have a Riesling from Washington State and a Riesling from Germany and a Riesling from California. And they're all tasting slightly different. And this is the same what we're doing in water. So they're all tasting slightly different, but it's not like that this one water suddenly is red and the other water suddenly yellow.
So let's stick with this wine comparison. When people try wines, you know, there's a variety of rituals, you know, smelling the wine, swirling the glass for oxygen, palate cleansers. Now, do you have a process for when you drink water that's similar?
I'm always checking, first of all, the taste or actually the smell of the glass, because glasses can have a smell as well. It depends when they're not really cleaned. Actually, you're doing the same when you're doing wine tastings. You're always like pushing a little bit air in your glass with your nose and then like inhale this air to see if actually the glass is like completely free of odors. That's extremely important by water, because water should be odorless. And when you have suddenly like a disturbing odor from a water glass, that really doesn't give you the whole experience in water. The second thing is literally like I'm drinking like in a water tasting the same what I would do in a wine tasting. I'm actually not chilling down my waters, because I want to have like the whole like experience of a water. And it's all by wine tastings as well. When you're chilling down all your wines extremely down, you will not taste anymore all the aspects of the wine. So when you're chilling down a beverage, and I know Americans love to chill down beverages, but they're sometimes actually losing the ability of taste profiles or the drinks, what they're actually drinking. So stick away from ice cubes and this kind of things, especially by water tasting. And then I'm like swirling it. I'm putting oxygen as well into my mouth to see like the whole flavor access to gain my palate. And I'm drinking water the same like what I would do in a wine tasting, except for one big thing. I don't have to spit it out. That's a beautiful thing about a water tasting. I can get drunk.
Yeah, but you must have to go to the bathroom all the time.
I'm tasting water professional since 2005, and I don't want to know how many times I'm spending on the bathrooms.
So in 2010, you received your certification as a mineral water sommelier from the German Mineral Water Trade Association. Now, was there a lot of training or an exam that went into that?
So it was kind of interesting. I told you, since 2005, I'm doing like water tastings and I'm rethinking my use of water. Because a customer came up to my restaurant and said, hey, Martin, you'd have 1,500 different positions of wine, but you just have one water brand. And I don't like that water brand. Do you have something else for me? And he kind of opened my eyes, because I realized as a child already that water has taste. And I thought like, hey, here we are in the restaurant business. It's all about options. And when it comes to water, we're just saying sparkling, flat, or tap. And this, I think, should be changed because water has taste. So I created this water menu. I started to drink water all the time. I wrote a book in 2008, actually, about water. It's 200 pages thick. And then in 2010, the Water Trade Association came up to me and said, Martin, you have so much knowledge. We should give you a certification for that because we need people like you to tell other people that water is not just water. So in 2010, I received my certification. But it's more like learning by doing what I did. But I know that there are other schools now in Germany, but I'm obviously now in America. You can get a 2 or 3 week course and you've been then a certified water sommelier as well.
So has anybody ever tried to pull a fast one on you and just, you know, tell you that you're tasting a water from the Alps or that's melted from a glacier when it's really, in fact, just tap water to sort of test your abilities?
Oh, all the time. It's normal for me, actually. That's my daily basis here. They're trying that people. My wife and I went to Vegas for like 3 months ago and we went over there to a restaurant and they recognized me. And it's kind of scary, actually. I'm here since 3.5 years, and that people recognize me as a water sommelier, I don't know if I'm really feeling comfortable with that. I just want to give options to my guests. That's pretty much it, what I want to do. But still, I came to this restaurant, and they had 3 glasses of water right in front of me. One was Las Vegas tap and 2 other spring waters. And I tasted right away the Las Vegas tap water. And they looked at me like, oh my God, you really can do it. He's saying, yeah, sure, definitely, I can do it. I'm not like trying to pretend to do something. I'm actually a thirsty guy.
Martin, can you be sure that a bottled water comes from the place that it's advertised as coming from? I've heard that the industry, forgive the pun, I've heard that the industry isn't always transparent.
The industry is transparent. You just have to look at the labels. And here in America, the laws are very, very strict about this. And when it says purified water, that means actually it comes from a tap water source or something like this. So bottled water is not just bottled water. And we're thinking, oh, we have tap water and we have just bottled water. Bottled water has huge differences. So we're starting with purified water. That means it's actually nothing else than tap water. Then we have spring water, comes from the spring where it's labeled on. And we have mineral water, what has to have a TDS level. And TDS stands for total dissolved solids. So that means it has a lot of minerals in it, at least by 500 TDS or more. So these are the 3 aspects of bottled water, what you can buy here in America.
So how do you win over the naysayers then, who say that water has no taste, that say that there's no difference between them, and that, you know, you shouldn't be paying more or less for a certain type of water because of its mineral content? Do you have a pitch for them, or do you just let it lie?
I have a pitch definitely for them, and a 100% success rate on that pitch. They just have to come to my restaurant. I will get them a small water flight with 3 different waters, and everybody's realizing, oh my God, water actually has a taste. And then it's all about preference. When people are saying LA tap is fine for me, I would never argue with that. Sure, that's their taste. Great, wonderful. I'm providing water for people. So for me, actually, it doesn't matter what you want to drink. It's for me about which water would be the best for your palate, for your health. And this is the reason where I'm coming in then and will tell you, hey, you should maybe try this water, you should try this water, this water has that impact on that wine. And then it's getting interesting and fascinating. And I have to say as well, like a lot of kids love the water menu. They're coming to my restaurant. They think, first of all, it's so funny because every single water has like its own page with a bottle shape and everything. So they love to look in it. And kids have the ability because their palate is so unique still. And it's not like ruined kind of by all the spices what we're eating over our whole life, that they can really taste water very uniquely in a very unique way. And they love to do water tastings. They feel like grown up. They suddenly can do tastings. They're getting wine glasses from me and they can zip in the different waters. They love the whole experience.
Well, Martin, I'll raise a toast to that. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always, always. Thank you.
Martin Risa is the general manager and water sommelier at Rays and Stark Bar at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. We've got links to find out more at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.